Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Joyce Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N. Address is 998 Myrtle, M-Y-R-T-L-E, Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-894-6112, ID is XXX-6006, date of birth is 8-21-1948, 74-year-old, married, retired woman, insurance is Medicare/Humana, pharmacy is CVS-East Avenue, it's addressed to Dr. Roy Bishop, M.D., below that should say Argyle Medical Group. I say Roy Bishop, M.D., below that Family Medicine, below that Argyle Medical Group, 100 Independent Circle, Chico, California, 95973-0258. Below that, 530-899-0130. Below that, 530-899-0142, parenthesis fax and parenthesis. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of a tremor. Subparagraph, current concerns for possible early Parkinsonism. Comorbid medical problems, treated atrial fibrillation. Dear Dr. Bishop, thank you for referring Joyce Ferguson for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Joyce reports that she has had a longstanding history of fine tremor for more than 20 years, but during the last year, her tremor has become worse and she's developed difficulties with coordination, problems with the use of eating utensils and physical and holding and raising physical implements. New paragraph. She denies having any serious problems with ataxia or falls. New paragraph. She does report some slight symptoms of possible early cognitive impairment. New paragraph. Current medications list these vertically. Flecainide, 100 milligram tablets, 1 BID. Xarelto, 20 milligrams, parenthesis previously Eliquis, BID. That is one before a meal. Atorvastatin, 20 milligrams, one daily. Verapamil, extended release, 120 milligrams. Tablets, one daily, levothyroxine 25 micrograms, 1 a.m. on empty stomach. New paragraph, significant past medical history, arthritis, cataracts, atrial fibrillation, pneumonia, and ulcer bleeding. Medical adverse reactions, adhesive tape, monitor leads, milk. Systematic review of symptoms. She reported the following symptoms. Hoarseness of the voice, lists these vertically, tinnitus, occasional sinus problems, history of thyroid disease and dry skin, heart disease, swelling in the distal extremities, cardiac irregularity, hypotension, bursts of rapid heart rate, nocturia, neuromuscular weakness in the upper extremities associated with tremor, difficulty with sleeping-ruminative thinking, history of pneumonia. New paragraph, personal and family history. She was born on August 31, 1948. She's 74 years old and right-handed. Her father died of congestive heart failure at age 77. Mother died from dementia at age 87. She had one sibling deceased with sepsis and COPD at age 80. Her husband is age 74 in good health. She has two children, a daughter and son, ages 51 and 53, in good health. New paragraph, family history is positive for asthma in her brother, heart disease in her father and brother. There's no family history of arthritis, bleeding tendency, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. She completed high school and 1 year of college-level education. Social history and health habits. She is married. She takes alcohol on a daily basis. Wine, one glass at dinner. She... subparagraph, laboratory testing shows an elevated MCV. Next subparagraph, she does not smoke. She's not used recreational substances. She lives with her husband. There's no dependents at home. Occupational concerns, none at this time. She is retired. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. She has a history of previous fracture, concussion, and some serious illnesses, including a bleeding ulcer treated in 2017 requiring hospitalization, atrial fib requiring cardioversion times two in the emergency department, operations and hospitalization. She's never had a blood transfusion. Previous surgeries, tonsillectomy, age 5, knee replacement 2014. Surgical treatment of bleeding ulcer 2017. Good outcome. She's never been hospitalized for a prolonged period of time for medical care. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems, general. She has a history of tinnitus, head. She reports intermittent sinus area headaches, resolved with Tylenol or Corsedin. She denies altered mental status, a history of seizures, or similar family history. Neck. She gives a history of myospasm associated with hand tremors. She did not report other symptoms, upper back and arms. She has tremors with myospasm located in her hands, arm, and face. History of swelling in the right arm due to lymphedema, middle back. No symptoms reported, shoulders. History of fracture of the forearm and left shoulder. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, No symptoms reported hips, no symptoms reported ankles, no symptoms reported feet, no symptoms reported. New paragraph. Neurological review symptoms. She denies facial impairment, diplopia, difficulty with chewing, swallowing, phonation, any reduction in her sense of taste and smell. New paragraph. She reports no serious weakness in the upper and lower extremities, but reports some dysfunction due to tremor in her upper extremities. New paragraph. She denied any sensory paresthesias. New paragraph. She reports that her tremor is present most of the time, even with resting. It is impairing in the use of feeding utensils and the use of lifting implements, particularly at her shoulder level or above. New paragraph. She denies a history of serious neck or back pain. New paragraph. She reports dysomnia with nocturnal ruminative thinking, impairing her sleep dash initial insomnia. New paragraph. Neurological examination. General Joyce is a well-developed, well-nourished, slightly obese right-handed woman who's alert, oriented, and pleasant, and appears in no serious distress despite her tremor. Her thinking is logical, goal-oriented, and appropriate for the clinical circumstances. Her immediate, recent, remote memories are all preserved, as is her attention and concentration. Cranial nerves 2 through 12. Her extraocular movements are full. Normal pupillary reaction. No nystagmus. No facial asymmetry. Obvious motor weakness. Normal sensation. Tongue is in the midline. Palate does not appear impaired. The orofacial airway is not crowded. New paragraph. Certain cloud of mass and trapezius think there are 5 or 5. Tongue shows no atrophy or deviation or fasciculations. New paragraph. Motor examination. Normal tone, bulk, and strength. Tremor is present at rest, more asymmetrically on the right compared to the left. It is a relatively fine but non-physiologic appearing tremor, which increases with activity. Into a shaking appearance. New paragraph. Ambulation is fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph. Her deep tendon reflexes are preserved at 1 to 2/4 at the patellar and the Achilles. New paragraph. Testing for pathological and primitive reflexes is unremarkable. New paragraph. Cerebellar's passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers. Shows slight inducible neuromuscular rigidity more prominent in the lower extremities with some symptomatic cogwheeling with her tremor. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Joyce Ferguson presents with a clinical history of a probable physiologic tremor, which has been responsive to propranolol given by Dr. Locaretti in the past. New paragraph. Her clinical examination, however, demonstrates inducible neuromusculoskeletal stiffness with some cogwheeling associated with her tremor, which would be Parkinsonian in nature. New paragraph. Recommendations. In consideration of further evaluation, we'll obtain a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study for evaluation of any cognitive impairment and degenerative changes involving the basal ganglia area, dash Parkinsonism. New paragraph. A therapeutic recommendations. I'm going to initiate her on very low dose carbidopa levodopa 25-100 milligrams to begin three times per day. New paragraph. We will schedule her for MedCheck reevaluation in a few weeks to see how she is doing with the medication. She may contact our office should she experience any difficulty with the medication, which would not be anticipated. New paragraph. Today I gave her a medical prescription to obtain her carbidopa levodopa at CVS Pharmacy on East Avenue with a handout on the carbidopa levodopa medicine. New paragraph. Additional educational handouts were provided for the basics in Parkinson's as well as Parkinson's medical care and more advanced Parkinson topics for her reading and review. New paragraph. I will see her with the results of her testing with further recommendations following her clinical reevaluation examination. So I respectfully my professional signature.